VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. One quarter of Italy's population is in lockdown under a new emergency decree Sunday. Italy has experienced more COVID-19 deaths than any other country outside China. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
An eerie stillness settled over Italy's wealthy north on Sunday, after the government effectively quarantined 16 million people in a bid to contain the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. The country is Europe's hardest hit, and on Saturday reported that the number of cases had leapt by 1,200 in a 24-hour period, its biggest daily increase since the epidemic began in Italy 2 weeks ago. In response, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte signed unprecedented restrictions into law overnight. He announced that people should now not enter or leave Lombardy, Italy's richest region, including the financial centre Milan, as well as 14 provinces in four other regions, including the cities of Venice, Modena and Parma, among others.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Just off the coast of California, a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus is headed to the port of Oakland. Princess Cruises says it will dock on Monday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescuers searched through the rubble of a collapsed hotel in China on Sunday that was being used to quarantine people under observation for the coronavirus. More than 70 people were believed to have been inside the seven-story building in the city of Quanzhou, which collapsed on Saturday evening. Dozens have been rescued, but others remain trapped, and several have died. The news comes as the spread of coronavirus continues to slow in China. The country's National Health Commission confirmed 44 new cases of the COVID-19 disease as of the end of March the 7th, down by more than a half on the day before.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. For more information, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week, only to discover that their homes have been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, a former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, says she will endorse Joe Biden's bid for president.
I am supporting Joe because I believe that he is a man who has lived his life with great dignity. He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election, guys.
Biden has been eager to capitalize on a string of wins in South Carolina and a set of states that voted last Tuesday, where he was helped by endorsements from one-time rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. The number of female parliamentarians in the world has more than doubled since the groundbreaking UN Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing 25 years ago. Lisa Schlein has more on where things stand.
While female representation in national parliaments has increased, gender parity remains a distant dream. However, significant changes have occurred. In 1995, the top-ranked country in terms of female members of parliament was Sweden, followed by other Nordic and developed countries. This year, Rwanda, with more than 60% female MPs, beat 171 other countries for the top spot, followed by Cuba, Bolivia, and United Arab Emirates. Sweden has been bumped down to seventh position. The Interparliamentary Union finds countries in the Americas have made the most progress in terms of representation of women in parliament, followed by Europe, sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East and North Africa, and Asia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Women around the world are marking International Women's Day with marches to raise awareness of discrimination against women. People have been marking March 8th as a special day for women for more than a century. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
from Washington.